2015 has been a year of recovery for the nation's hog farmers, with the number of hogs and pigs in the final report of the year hitting a record high, according to USDA livestock economist Shale Shagum.
The number of hogs and pigs in the U.S. on December 1st was 68.3 million head, which was 1% higher than a year ago. The number of sows farrowed September-November, 2.875 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago. We had a number of pigs per litter was 10.53, which was 3% higher during September-November. And that gave us a pig crop just under 30.3 million head, which was about 1% below a year ago. Producers indicated intentions to farrow just over 2.8 million head during December-February, which was about 2% below a year ago. And producers indicated intentions to farrow about 2.9 million head in March-May, which would be about unchanged from 2014.
University of Missouri Extension economist Dr. Ron Plain says the recovery from PED virus is especially seen in the record high pigs per litter numbers.
PED showed up a couple years ago and just devastated the size of the pig crop in the winter of 2013-14 and ended up with a very short supply and record hog prices in 2014. But we've certainly bounced back. Pigs per litter this fall quarter, September, October, November, it was a record 10.53 head. It's the third consecutive quarter that we've set records on pigs per litter. And so we producers have figured out how to at least for the time being, live with PED virus in the nation. And those large pigs per litter is offsetting what is fortunately a declining sow herd.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.